Patrick was chanting the service of the Lord and praising the Creator. He also placed a blessing on the fortress of the Red Ridge where Finn McCool had lived. His priests, seeing Culture and his men approaching, were seized with fear and horror at the sight of these enormous men, the warriors of an earlier age, together with their great dogs. Then Patrick, the son of Calpurn, the salmon of heaven, the pillar of dignity, and the angel on earth, he who was apostle to the Irish, arose and sprinkled holy water on these great men, for until that day, 1,000 legions of demons had been above their heads. The demons fled from them in all directions, into the hills and rock clefts, and off to the far reaches of the country. The great men then sat down. "Well, my friend," said Patrick to Culture, "what name do you bear?" He answered, "I am Culture, son of Clondachu, the son of Ronan, of the retinue of Finn McCool." The priests kept staring in astonishment at these warriors, for the tallest of the clerics came only to the waist or the shoulder tops of these great men, who were already sitting down. "There is something I would ask of you, Culture," said Patrick. Culture replied, "If my strength and power suffice, it will be granted. Tell me what you wish." Patrick answered, "Could you find us a well of pure water close by, so that we might baptize the peoples of Breger, Meath, and Ushna?" "I shall indeed find one for you, noble and righteous one," said Culture. He took Patrick by the hand, and together they went over the ramparts of the fortress. Just 9 steps from the portal they saw a lovely crystal-clear spring, and were amazed at the thick growths of watercress and brooklime surrounding it. Culture recited these lines on the appearance and qualities of the spring. "O spring of Thragdorbon, lovely your bright crest sprigs. Since your pruning was neglected, your brooklime has multiplied. Trout off your banks, wild swine in your wood recesses. Deer on the rocks for hunting, and dappled red-breasted fawns. Mast on your trees' branches, fish in your river estuary. Lovely your stalks of arum, O green-wooded stream. From you the Fian set out when generous Conchen was slain, when Finn's Fian was slaughtered in the morning above Mael Glen. From you went Fahad of the Feasting, a warrior who suffered sorrow. He found a grave in the east when slain at the Battle of Clarach. Blaw came to the head of the spring, the daughter of Derg the Eloquent, with wailing cry and lament after the Battle of Conflicha. After the slaughter of dogs and men, after the wounding of shining warriors, Garad's cry was heard at night beside the spring.